Welcome back to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. My next guest is one of the lead organizers of the Northern California Venture Conference in Redding, California on May 9th. This one-day event brings together founders, investors, and business leaders for a high-energy day of pitching big ideas to prospective investors. Eric Januszewski is the marketing director for the Shasta Economic Development Corporation and Startup Redding. Welcome, Eric.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Tell us about the work of the Shasta Economic Development Corporation.
Totally. So the Shasta Economic Development Corporation, and we call it the Shasta EDC, just to make it easier to say.
Okay.
But our work is to, we work closely with business people in the Northern California, in Shasta County, because we want to grow the economy. And so that means we're working with people who want to come into Shasta County, as well as working with business people who are already there to grow their footprint. And that's basically the high-level view of what we do at the Shasta EDC.
When you talk about growing the economy, I assume you're talking about growing businesses, sustaining businesses, creating jobs?
Yes, we are extremely focused on business. And so the venture conference that we're talking about is all about the entrepreneurs that are in our region. And that's just one of the ways that the EDC tries to grow the economy through business in Shasta. But we work with business people of all sorts.
Okay. What are some of the growth stage industries in your region?
So wood products is a really big one. Wood products, manufacturing, healthcare, these are things that we talk about a lot and that we work on.
Okay. And so your pipeline of entrepreneurial talent, are they bringing in new ideas in those areas or adjacent industries or brand new?
I'd say they are bringing in ideas in those areas, but there's also people with all kinds of ideas that they don't have to fit into wood products or healthcare or service industry or anything like that. We're not picky. We want people who have big ideas to succeed in Shasta County. And so we don't limit people in certain industries. And the ideas that people are going to talk about at the venture conference are not necessarily limited to those key industries.
Gotcha. So what is Startup Redding and when did it start up?
Oh, that's a great question. So Startup Redding has been around for many years. I got involved about 3 years ago when I first moved to Redding. I was encouraged to check out the entrepreneurship community. And when I did, I really felt like those were my people, like I met my tribe. And so about 2 years later, I had the chance to get involved and lead the community. And so that's what I've been doing for the last few years. And Startup Redding is really a homegrown entrepreneur community where we try and connect people building things in their garage, in their home office, with their friends. We try and connect them to each other and to the inspiring people who have come before them in our community. So it's really about that.
If I understand you correctly, Startup Redding is connecting the ecosystem and creating an infrastructure of support for entrepreneurs.
Yeah, that's correct. So Startup Redding is part of the work that the Shasta EDC does. And it's one of my favorite parts that we do because we get to work with people who are trying to think of new ideas and bring new things to add value to our region and the world. And that's just inherently exciting.
Okay. And so that leads us right into this Northern California Venture Conference.
Right. So this is the third time that this event will have been hosted in Redding. It hasn't been consistent every year. We'd like to see that happen. The first time it happened was in 2019. Then it happened again in 2022. And now we're doing it in 2025. And we've expanded this idea to not just focus on businesses that are in Shasta County, but we want to attract businesses that are in the entire Northern California region. And so many of the entrepreneurs who will be on stage are sort of homegrown and from Shasta County, but many of them aren't as well.
Okay.
So we're also going to have, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Is that the reason for the branding of Northern California Venture Conference versus Startup Reading? Is there a difference?
Yeah, exactly. So Startup Reading is the name of the community, and we host a lot of events under that name. Startup Reading is one of the brands that is hosting this Northern California Venture Conference, but this is bigger than just our Reading community.
Gotcha. My guest is Eric Januszewski. He's the marketing director for the Shasta EDC, which is hosting the Northern California Venture Conference at the Sheraton in Redding, California on May 9th. So, Eric, describe the event.
Totally. So it's going to be a high-energy, one-day business event. So we're going to start the day by inviting people who have been successful in our region they've been successful with the use of external capital. So that means like they didn't just bootstrap their company. They took outside investment and they built something. And those companies are run by people, and they're companies that the community here absolutely loves. We're going to have Fall River Brewing. That's a local brewery. We're going to have a company called The Adventure Challenge. They make a scratch-off adventure date book, and they have a very, very interesting backstory. And then we're going to have a company called U.S. Offsite on stage. And they are working in manufacturing housing. So those are some success stories we're going to have. Mm-hmm. Then we're going to have two different stages where entrepreneurs are pitching for real money. So the big prize is going to be a $10,000 check, and then the friends and family prize is going to be a $1,000 check. And the kinds of entrepreneurs that are pitching on those stages are at different places in their business building journey. So the $10,000 stage, those are people who have built a product, they're making revenue, they've probably accepted investment already, and what they need is an investing partner to come along and inject capital that can make them grow like crazy. Think of this as like the fire is burning. We want to pour gasoline on the fire. Okay. So the $10,000 check for them is a gift. It's not tied to any equity or anything like that. But our hope is that they'll make contacts. They'll meet people who can help them take those businesses to the next level. That's going to be our main stage. Our friends and family stage is where we'll have the $1,000 check, and that is, again, a gift. So it's not tied to any equity, anything like that. And those companies are people who are earlier in their journey. So they've got a great idea. Maybe it's a prototype. Maybe they've sold some units and they've made some revenue, but they're not ready for an injection of investor capital in the same way that those big stage companies are. And then also throughout the day, we're going to have judges, and we'll have investors talk about what they're looking for. And if you're into business and into the startup world and entrepreneurship, this is like the event for you. You're going to really get excited and inspired by what's happening.
So let me see if I can recap what I just heard. Throughout this day, you're going to have success stories of local businesses on stage. They'll talk about how they got to build their business and how they received help and investment from the local community. There'll be pitches from early stage entrepreneurs whose ideas have gained some traction, and they'll be looking for grants, a grant that they don't have to pay back, but that grant will help them further their business. And then finally, you have the friends and family or seed stage, I guess, round where good ideas can lead to some small amount of money, $1,000 or so. Is that right?
Pretty much. There's some nuance. Terms like grant have a specific meaning. And I would say these checks that we're giving are a gift, not a grant. The language can be a little bit confusing in the investing world, but seed and pre-seed, actually is a little bit farther along than friends and family. It basically refers to the type of capital that you need. And so people who are just beginning their journey will be on our friends and family stage. And that's the time in your business's life where you're raising money from your friends and your family. The other stage, seed pre-seed, is when they're a bit farther along. They have a real product. They're probably making revenue, but they need capital to grow because the bottleneck to grow their business is capital. And so a little bit of nuance, but essentially, yes, that's the idea.
Okay, so where does this money come from?
Oh, great question. So we have a local angel investment group. And what that means is it's just a group of people who have a high net worth, and they want to invest their personal money into entrepreneurs' businesses. And so the $10,000 check is coming from them, and we're very excited to be partnering with the Shasta Angels to supply that prize to our entrepreneurs. That's where the money comes for them. The $1,000 is coming from other sponsorships and money that we've set aside for this project.
Okay, so I'm a little confused on the gift and investment. So you have investors gifting $10,000 to a company. What's the benefit for the investor?
The benefit for the investor with the $10,000 gift is not a monetary reward for the investor. It's not the same as when they get equity in a company for investing. This is because they want to support entrepreneurship in this region of California, and they live here, they work here, they made their money here, and they want to invest back and get people excited about building things here. The opportunity is always there for these investors to come alongside these businesses after the event and invest for equity, where they would, you know, be rewarded if the business does well. But for this event, the $10,000 is a gift.
Okay, so what's the expected number of entrepreneurs that will be pitching, and what's the expected number of attendees?
So we're going to have 11 different entrepreneurs pitching across those two stages, like I talked about, and I expect there to be somewhere between 100 and 150 business people in the room. It's going to be all sorts of people, from investors, entrepreneurs, people in banking, people who are would just consider themselves a business owner or a business person, but they might not use that entrepreneur label for themselves. This is an event for the business community.
Okay, and so do the entrepreneurs compete for this prize?
Yes. So we only have one $10,000 check, and we only have one $1,000 check. So only two entrepreneurs are going to win big checks at this event.
Well, they better be good.
Oh, yeah.
So,
they will be, yeah.
Will they receive feedback on their pitches?
Yeah, so the structure of this is kind of like Shark Tank. Entrepreneurs will get on stage and they will present to the audience and to a panel of judges. And those judges are made up of different investors. So some of them might be local angel investors, like I mentioned. Some of them are venture capitalists. And they're going to give feedback to the entrepreneurs about what they liked, what they didn't like, what they might have found confusing. And all of that is going to get factored into a score sheet to determine who wins these prizes.
Okay, and how do people register to attend?
Great. So the way people register to attend is they go onto our website, that is startupreading.com/venture.
Okay, startupreading.com/venture. And do you have to live in the region?
No, you don't have to live in the region. We are interested in reaching people, meeting people, and having people there who are, you know, all within your listening area. So if you're someone who is excited about entrepreneurship and wants to come down, we would love to host you.
Okay. Well, that's in Reading at the Sheraton, right?
Yeah.
On May 9th. That's all the time we have. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you, Mike.
My guest is Eric Genizeski. He's the marketing director for the Shasta Economic Development Corporation, which is the lead organizer of the Northern California Venture Conference at the Sheraton in Redding, California on May 9th. I'm Mike Green.